Hi, everybody, and welcome back to yet another little podcast. I hope you enjoy these. I wanted to talk to you about a really quite remarkable clip, which I'm going to play. And it concerns the head of the BBC's Children in Need charity, Rosie Millard. And let's play it and we'll talk through it. And I'll talk you through it as you hear what she thinks. Cue video.
Rosie Millard. You may know Rosie as the BBC's former art correspondent, or you may know Rosie from a multitude of different TV and radio debates, or indeed, you may know Rosie as the chair for BBC's Children in Need.
Got that? So she's the chair of BBC's Children in Need. And it's Rosie Millard, OBE. Let's listen to a little bit more.
What you might not know about Rosie is Rosie believes that your children should receive a COVID vaccination, even without your permission.
What? Did I hear that right? She wants children to be given the experimental COVID treatments, even without their parents' permission? And this is Save the Children?
Children say.
All right, Rosie, you're rolling your eyes. You have a 16-year-old.
Yep.
You have four children, don't you?
Yep.
And your other children have either been vaccinated or they're in the queue to get vaccinated.
One's been vaccinated this morning.
Right.
Hurrah.
Got that one. So this is a TV debate she took part in, and she's going, hurrah, one of her kids is being actually vaccinated today.
I think it's a public health issue. Children do get COVID, they do suffer. But the fact that children have not been vaccinated at all yet is a massive issue.
Before I let this play any further, Rosie Millard, who's not a doctor, by the way, she's not an epidemiologist, she's just simply a talking head in the British media and part very much of the media establishment. When she says that children should get vaccinated, do bear in mind that the World Health Organization, which includes doctors, says children shouldn't be vaccinated. Carry on, Rosie.
True. Can I ask you, when your 14-year-old gets into the front seat of a car, do they ring you to say, Dad, can I put my seatbelt on?
No, they don't. No, but they're not injecting something inside of their bodies, and I think that's very, very different.
Are you a doctor?
Are you a doctor, Rosie Millard?
No, I'm not a doctor, but Google is free and I'm able to research and understand the side effects, understand the effects.
There is no evidence that this vaccine, the Pfizer or the AstraZeneca, has a deleterious effect.
Well, just on that one there, Rosie Millard, perhaps you're so uninformed and so ignorant, you haven't heard of the British yellow card system. You haven't heard of the 1,332 people who have lost their lives following the vaccine. This is the level of ignorance of this woman.
Yeah, and Rosie, you can't wait for the 16, 17-year-olds to get vaccinated.
I can't wait for all children to get vaccinated.
Got that one? Not just 16 to 17-year-olds. She wants every child vaxxed.
It's a public health issue. We need to return to normalcy. We cannot do that without herd immunity. We cannot do that without everyone being vaccinated.
Yeah.
But we cannot have a quarter of the population not being vaccinated or being up to parents.
Rosie Millard, ladies and gentlemen, chair of a leading British children's corporate charity. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
And of course, this is absolutely spot on. We should be, as the lady says, very afraid that the head of a leading British corporate charity pushed endlessly by the BBC states publicly that she thinks every child must be vaccinated, even, and get this, even if it's against the best wishes of their parents. This is the level of COVID hysteria we now face in the UK, where a lady like this, who has no medical qualifications whatsoever, who seems uniquely uninformed about the British yellow card system, is able to sit on TV programmes, pontificate and dictate to parents what should happen to their children. I hope and I sincerely would recommend that nobody gives a penny to children in need until such times as, in the first instance, Rosie Millard is removed from her position as head of that charity. And then secondly, I think we should have a really good audit into exactly where the money the Children in Need spends goes to. But anyway, that's Rosie Millard, MBE. Let me know your thoughts.